Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting worldwide on internet radio.
Refreshing takes on legal strategies.
Straightforward answers to difficult tax questions.
Independent ideas on building wealth. It's the Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen.
Get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.
Now, here's Mark and Matt.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to today's show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. Excited to be here with my amazing co-host, Matt, who last week was our special guest. This week, you've just been demoted to host. I guess you're just a host this week.
Yeah, back in the host seat, which is where I belong, let's be honest. Hey, but it was really a great show last week. But we're going to have another great one today, actually. Thanks for all of you who are with us today. And for those that are new, just keep in mind, this is a show about, you know, building wealth, saving on taxes, protecting your assets. We like talking about the American dream and helping you find ways to better live it.
Yeah, and we are so grateful for many of you that are sharing the good news on your social media and sending out an email with links to the show. We're getting the show is growing in popularity every week. We've got 5-star reviews, 120 plus now, almost 130, and it really is a reflection of you, the listener, willing to share the show with others, give us feedback, send us an email if you have thoughts about topics. Today is going to be a great topic. We're starting a series called Entrepreneur in the Trenches, part of our Small mm-hmm. Business Saturday launch later this year. And we've got a great guest today, Jennifer Killian, and it's a woman-owned business, which we think is exciting because she's really captured what she's passionate about and is making money at it. So for those out there that are looking for a business idea, this is what to do. And as long as it's legal, we want you to make money at it. So it's going to be a good one.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. She's passionate about it. She makes money at it, and it's legal. That's the triple threat right there.
Yeah, and she has the word, and she has the word dope in her business. So go figure. We'll explain that later. It is kind of a unique business name, but Matt, how's your tip? I mean, I don't want to get people too excited about the show because if you don't have a good tip, I know my tip's going to rock today. This is earth shattering. This is like a Donald Trump tweet. I mean, it's just going to send, you know.
Dang. Dang. I don't know.
Ripples,
man.
Through the media.
That's a high bar, my friend. That's a high bar. But let's just say I've got a lighter tip today, a little piece of advice from your lawyer. Let me give you the legal tip. Let's let the audience be the judges today.
Okay. All right. Now, before we do this cool guitar riff, we do want to say for those that are new to the show, you can always learn more about us at Refresh Your Wealth. We want you to refresh your wealth. Doesn't your wealth need refreshing? Well, that's where you go. Refreshyourwealth.com. We have a weekly newsletter. It's free. Great tips, little video clips every week. And tax and legal deadlines, blog articles. It's all free every week, a new newsletter. So please get to refreshyourwealth.com to sign up for that. And every week we do a tax and legal tip, just so that you can catch that at the first half of the show. If you're not interested in the topics of the show, that's all right. We at least want you to catch the first half where we share something that might help you a little bit further in your quest, in your American dream. I mean, that's sort of, and I think sometimes Matt and I benefit mm-hmm. the most from the show. We really do. I love to just I just wish we were thought leaders. If we were thought leaders, it'd be so much more powerful, but it's just kind of us. So
yeah. I think you got to do something like, you know, be like an astronaut or like win a gold medal or like, you know, sell a business for $1 billion to be a thought leader. But, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, call it what you may. Point out too. I also want to let everybody know, too, please sign up for our newsletter. Go to refreshyourwealth.com, sign up for the newsletter. Mark and I try to put out a lot of just content of videos and newsletter articles that's free. And there's a lot of stuff we're typically billing clients for at ridiculously hourly rates. But we have a lot of just free content out there we want to just get you familiar with. And we don't hide the ball either. It's not like we're just giving you half the story. And we're trying to get this content out there, and we feel it's valuable. So go search it out at refreshyourwealth.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. And that's the best way to stay in touch with us, see what's going on.
Yeah, I started to laugh, Matt, because I'm not kidding. I had a client the other day email me and go, your newsletter's just too long. Could you make it shorter? I'm like, we're giving you all this free content. It's too long.
All right. Okay. Stop where you want then, you know. Just once you've got what you need, stop.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like
stop
an
giving
assignment
us so much
where
free
you have
info.
To complete it. You know, okay. It's not like you have to get to the end. It's okay. If you just want to read the tax article, just read that one. It's okay.
Just call me a giver. Just call me a giver. Okay, Matt, you ready for this guitar riff?
Stop with all the presents.
This is it.
I don't want this many presents. Okay. All right. Lay it on me.
Let's lay it.
A legal tip that you can actually use.
A legal tip where you don't feel like you have to take a shower after.
All right. Okay. I got some words of wisdom here. And this might spark some controversy between Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen today. We'll see.
Oh, no.
Talk. Okay. I'm going to give you a little thought here, and I'm going to give you the background story. Talk less, smile more. Okay? You know what that's from, Mark, right? That's from Hamilton, the musical Hamilton, which I was a fan of. Mark was not so hip to it.
I don't think you can quote Hamilton because you can't understand it. I guess you have to have a PhD in rap because it's just over my head. All right.
Guys, Mark just does not get hip-hop. He just doesn't get it. You know, hip-hop's one of those things, you just get it or you don't. I'm just kidding. I just love Hamilton.
Well,
but I got a point here, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Should I make an actual real legal point here?
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to go from Hamilton to talk less, smile more. What's the legal tip? I want to hear it. Impressive.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I had a client a couple weeks ago that had a transaction, essentially, where they had some people that put in some money on a deal, and the deal didn't go very well. And they were arguing, and they were basically trying to come to a negotiation of how they were going to resolve the disputes and the loss and what was going to happen. And, you know, this happens in business. This situation of whether it's a partner, a customer, a vendor, I don't care what it is, sometimes you may make a mistake. The business or the deal may not go in the direction you need it to. And you may need to be negotiating. And I think a lot of people sometimes feel like business is sport or it's like going to war, you know, and they just get all worked up and they're defending themselves at every road, and they got to win every argument and they got to make every point, and they just, you know, and that incentivizes the other side to do the same thing, and then it's just everybody's piling on and you just can't get anything done and you're never going to come to a resolution of a dispute. So if you're in that situation, talk less, smile more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you really did make a mistake, whether it's a customer issue, a partner, like, you know, an investor, whatever it may be, you need to hear them out. A lot of times, because they're the one that's been wrong, they've got to just say these things. And you just got to talk less, smile more. Let them get it off their chest. Trust me, it'll save you legal fees down the road. Understand their perspective. Don't get too defensive, and you're going to come to a better job at coming to a resolution or negotiation of whatever the situation may be.
You know, that is a really good tip. And, you know, it's hard for me because I'm a talker, and Matt has to hold me back from saying too much. But, you know, I had these clients this week that I love these guys. These are two partners that they've got such a cool business, and we really hit it off personality-wise, but we have just not exceeded their expectations at the firm doing some tax and legal work. And, you know, that happens. We have several thousand clients a year that come through the accounting firm and law firm, and we can't please everybody. And there's just going to be things where we just don't wow them. And this week there was some heated emails, you know, gosh, Mark, you know, we love what you do in your show, but gosh darn it, you know, why didn't you wow us and this and that? And I wanted to get into this big email tirade where I was like, well, listen here, you weren't easy to work with either and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I just kept it brief and said, you know what, let's part ways. And that was hard for me because I really like typed up this email and then I delete. And then I was like, okay, just keep it short, Mark. It's going to be better that way. And the client responded and said, sounds good. Let's just agree to disagree. And I thought, you know, it's funny, Matt, you bring up this tip because I think in business we do. We want to fight it out. We want to prove our point. And I really love these guys. And I hope they're listening to the show because I don't have that many client jobs. Mm-hmm. It's very unique when I have to have those type of emails, and I hate it. And so I love these guys, but I kept it brief. So, Matt, that's a great tip in business. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Just be a little more.
Yeah, you know, that's
cooperative.
I swear it helps you in the long run. And from as being a serious legal tip, I mean, it's going to save you your own headache and fighting out disputes and having to pay lawyers to go to battle or to defend yourself because they then get upset and hire lawyers. So, you know, you can thank Aaron Burr from the hit musical Alexander Hamilton, which one thumbs up from the Refresh Your Wealth podcast, I guess.
Well, no, let me just defend myself a little bit. I took my college daughter to Hamilton, and I had not listened to the music before, and she had, and so she was jazzed to go to Hamilton. I went to Hamilton, and I was a little thrown off with how fast-paced the music was, and it's rap, so many of you are like, Mark, drag your knuckles into this century. You are almost 50 years old, so obviously you're a loser. But but the more I listen to that music, the more it's cool. And I love history, and I love the story of Hamilton. I mean, how cool is his story?
Yeah, that was great.
But, so the more I listen to the music, I can, like, understand it and the rap. But at first I was like, what's going on? What did George Washington say? I didn't get it. Then, hold on, what's Jefferson saying? I can't – Hamilton, what? It's fast.
Yeah.
So you got it. I would listen to the music before you go to the musical, and you'll love it.
Yeah. There's another great tip there. There's another good tip.
Is that okay? Yeah.
That was good.
Okay, for what it's worth.
You can run for office one day.
I don't think many of our listeners listen to this for Broadway show reviews, so we're going to move on to our tax tip and rock it.
A tax tip you can actually understand and won't put you to sleep.
A tax tip that could save you thousands.
All right. Now, this tax tip, Matt, you are going to love. And it's probably pseudo-legal, pseudo-business tax all combined. But I love that tax tip, you know, riff. So we got to throw it in there. Now, this is deep.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, everybody. This is why you listen to this show. So this is deep. So much is said under the guise of asset protection. Asset protection. I get sick of the words, frankly, a lot of times. You know, asset protection. It's so cliche. It's just annoying sometimes. And, of course, this is a guy that's written books on it. Privacy is becoming so much more. Now, this is going somewhere. Okay, so privacy is really a more apropos or important topic nowadays with identity theft and how much of our information is public. There are legal asset protection things we need to do. We need to have our entities. We need to do our company maintenance, and we've got to be careful in our contracts. And all that good, hardcore asset protection has not changed. But privacy is so much more of a discussion point nowadays. So what I wanted to throw out, Matt, I'm releasing this right now, right here on this show. This is huge. I've got an article coming out on this next week, and this is going to take the country by storm. Why don't we talk about asset privacy versus asset protection? And when you start to really talk about asset privacy, it's a different discussion versus asset protection. And so I wanted to talk about it for a little bit here and, Matt, get your insights because there's so many times I know you consult on this, but clients call up and go, I want to hide. I want to hide. Well, folks, think about this. If you're a business owner, do you really want to hide? I don't want to hide as Mark Kohler. I want to brand myself. I want to brand my business.
Yeah.
And I'm the face of my business. So many of you out there, you are the face of your business. So why are you trying to hide? That doesn't make sense, right? So now there are things you can do to provide personal privacy. Like, do you want your home address out there? And social media, Matt, how many times, I mean, yours and my wife have said this multiple times. When you travel for business, would you please not do your post? Because we don't need to let the world know that I'm home alone, right?
Yeah.
And so social media privacy is really important, and your personal privacy when you're out doing business. But in general, clients call up and go, I want to hide my business. I'm like, no, we're not going to set it up in Wyoming or New Mexico or something, because we want your business out there, and there's tax issues. You have to file a tax return in the state where you're doing business. I can't set up an entity in another state and not have to register in your state. And you're going to be on public record as the officer and the director. Now, what street address you use and what you do on social media is privacy. But, okay, now, Matt, here's the change. Here's the change in the discussion that needs to occur. What about asset privacy? And this is where clients own rental property, or they own stock brokerage accounts, or different types of investments that they want to hide, and they want it to be private if there is a lawsuit. Or if someone does do a public record search, you don't want your name on this raw piece of land or this farm or this ranch or this beach house or this. Some of you might be doing a vacation rental, VRBO or Airbnb. Do you want your name on that? Does that make good sense? We need to be thinking about asset privacy, not asset protection sometimes. And when people do a search, you don't want to look like a big target. So I don't know, Matt, does that change the discussion a little bit? I'm trying to be a thought leader here. Maybe I'm
I mean, it's putting a little different lens on it, so to speak, which I think fits a lot more people better. You know, I think a lot of people have – asset protection has gotten a bad name. And you know, there's somebody getting ripped off at a Holiday Inn seminar buying some $20,000 asset protection package every hour from some company in Nevada, and it's a joke. But what most Americans need, what the general business owner needs, is a scaled-down version of that. But just a little bit of asset privacy. I love that. And I think that's really your first line of defense also, I think, in asset protection, is just having some privacy with your own assets. And it doesn't even go to lawsuits. It goes to, as you mentioned earlier, your security, just your you and your family's personal security. You know, we talk about, I mean, think of all the data breaches and the, you know, your accounts getting hacked and all those types of issues too. I mean, this is just a different world we live in. And so let's certainly be a little more private with our assets. Now you're not saying this is an either or thing, right? You're looking at it a different way and saying, have some privacy, because there's a lot of strategies out there. There's people, for example, say, don't set up an entity, just set up a land trust, because you can put your asset in the land trust, and that gives you privacy, and just you don't need an entity. Don't do an entity for your rental properties.
And that is not good thinking, because they're two different things, and the land trust is not bad, and privacy is important. Mm-hmm. And having your name not on public record is important. But does a land trust give you asset protection? No, it gives privacy. But it's sold as asset protection. And there really are two different topics. And when I do my presentations in the fall, and shameless plug here, I'm sorry. Many of you listeners don't know, I do five workshops in the fall. It's my seventh annual tour. I am making tour shirts this year for this. But seventh annual tour, and I'll be in Seattle, Chicago, Sacramento, Honolulu, and Orange County this fall.
please try to come to one of these events. It's under $200. Lunch is included. Hawaii is going to be a luau. Get a tax write-off and come to Hawaii. But when I do this presentation, I have a specific slide. I show it. I've shown it for 3 years now, and we talk about it in the workshop. It's a full day, a couple $100. You can't miss it. But I have a slide, and it shows a bulletproof vest versus camouflage. And they're really two different things. And how much more protected are you if you wear a camouflage jacket over your bulletproof vest? Because they serve two different purposes. And people think they're one and the same, and they're not. And so this is where a tip. Let's give some tips here. So what the tip is here, when you're looking for asset privacy, the states we love for this, and I give homage to J.J. Luna. I love his books. If you're a book reader and you're on Amazon, I reference his books and most of mine where I talk about asset protection, privacy, how to be invisible, how to disappear. J.J. Luna, check it out. But we use two states, primarily Wyoming and New Mexico. And I'm seriously, right across my desk there, I've got an order from a client that says, set me up a New Mexico entity. Her name is not going to be anywhere on it. It's not going to be on public record. This company is going to take ownership to certain assets, and when you search her name, you will not find this asset. And it's privacy. Now, there's some protection strategies here, too, and this is why a consultation, we only charge $800. We charge $800 to set up an entity in any state, and that includes Wyoming or New Mexico, and you get an hour with an attorney to tailor it to you. And so in this situation, we're tailoring it to a certain type of asset for her. But the beauty is New Mexico and Wyoming. Now, I'm not talking Nevada and Utah. Nevada is too expensive, and you've got to disclose way too much. Believe it or not, 20 years ago, Nevada was the place to be. Now it's Wyoming and New Mexico. And I can set up an entity for you within 48 hours. I want to say 24, but 48 hours. I'm the incorporator. Your name's nowhere. But you control the company, and you own it. Bam. Is that killer, Matt? What? Boom. Design. Bam.
We're just delivering today, you know? Just delivering today.
Over delivering.
And, I'm going to.
Any final thoughts on that, Matt?
No, I just had one thing I wanted to pump out before we bring on the guest. Do we have our guest ready yet?
Yeah, she is here. Jennifer's ready in the hopper to go. So I want to introduce her here. So, any final words on this privacy asset protection topic? And
I'm just going to.
For my blog article.
Let's get to our special guest today.
Okay. All right, we'll do it. And I'll say this finally, and this is why I want all of you signed up for our newsletter, is next week you're going to see a blog article on asset privacy versus asset protection. And that is a discussion that is really lacking in the industry. And so many of you will find that to be a thought-leading article, I hope. So thanks for giving me a chance to share that tip. Okay, now our special guest today, an entrepreneur in the trenches doing it. The name of her business is And She's Dope Too. And She's Dope Too. All right, and I said, this is a legal business. She's not selling dope. We're going to find out what she's selling and what's so dope. We're going to find out. But she is centered on outdoor events for women seeking community, friendship, adventure, and acceptance. Went to college, went through different things as a mom, as a wife, and was always passionate about the outdoors, and she said, I've got to help women feel more empowered. And this is the point of this, why she's on the show. And before I keep talking about her in vain, I better bring her out and say, welcome. Jennifer, are you there?
Yeah, how are you?
Great. We're better now. Everybody's sick of hearing you, so
good.
We're excited to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
No, you bet. And here's the point that Matt and I were excited about, is that we wanted to talk to someone that is making money at something they love, something they're passionate about. And we talk to so many entrepreneurs that are like, well, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to start a business, but I don't know what to do. And many times Matt and I just ask them right back, or just throw it back in their face, what do you love doing? And let's make money at it. And so I guess our first question for you is, I know Matt's got a list of questions too. We're so excited to chat with you, but we want to help these other entrepreneurs with you. So tell us, how did you come up with this business? Tell us what you are passionate about, and we just want to develop that concept.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm trying to dial it down into, like, a shorter answer because I can talk and talk about how I'm passionate about what I do and how it fulfills me and how it fills my cup. But mainly it's seeing these women find themselves again, you know, and I feel like right now there's so much stigma and there's so much public stuff, whether that's being a woman and you have, you know, your business online and you have, you know, social media and everything is just in your face publicly. You know, I don't think there's one person who doesn't have a Facebook account or who doesn't have LinkedIn or something. And it's finding mm-hmm. these women who are so much afraid of putting themselves out there where they're wanting to find themselves again, you know, getting that confidence. And so the passion I have is just seeing these mothers and seeing these women who give themselves to everyone, but then at the end of the day, they don't have enough energy for themselves to just go for a walk around the block or, you know, or go do something that they love. And excuse me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, right now it's kind of my season where, you know, I just had a baby about 2 weeks ago. And so I'm having to put off on all of my outdoor stuff that I love to do. And oh my gosh, I'm feeling it. You know, so women who maybe are so busy doing stuff that they forget, you know, to take time for themselves, it's introducing outdoor activities and allowing them to find themselves mm-hmm. again. And it's rewarding.
Now, Jennifer, this is Matt here. Mark and I, we like to tag team here, so you'll okay. get the hang of our voices. But tell us, like, you know, how you kind of start with this concept and then how it developed into a business that you make money. Because eventually, I presume, I mean, I don't know the progress of this, but, like, kind of where the idea came from and then how you figured out, all right, how do I make money on this and how you actually do make money at it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, my husband and I, we do this full time. And so we didn't wake up one day saying, hey, let's start a woman's outdoor company. What the beautiful
yeah.
thing is, it kind of fell into our lap. And I think that's why we're passionate about it, is because we found something that we wanted to put our time into. It wasn't just something where, okay, let's, you know, punch the clock 9 to 5 because it pays the bills. Right now it's barely paying the bills, you know, and it's something that it's hard and it's, there's so much work and there's sacrifice. So it's not like we're seeing, oh, we are rolling in the dough. No, we are in the trenches. So when you're talking about that, that's where we are. but what's neat is, you know, with Instagram and social media, a few years ago, I started noticing myself look at other people's accounts and judging myself and putting myself on in these boxes of, oh, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not fast enough. I don't look like her. And, you know, women spend hours and hours on Pinterest and putting themselves in these categories of, that is just not true. I mean, I'm sorry, no matter how many pins you post on Pinterest, you're not going to have the closet of all your perfect clothes and you're not going to have that dream. You know, it's just, it's this virtual world mm-hmm. that is so public to us right now. And so for me personally, when I was starting to see that and to feel it, and other people in my inner circle was noticing that, wow, Jen, she's, you know, getting depressed and it's not her. What is wrong with her? And I forgot the love I had of going outside. You know, I would go outside and it would be more about posting pictures and posting about what other people wanted to see rather than what I wanted. And I started noticing a trend that it's not just me. It's a lot of women feeling that and feeling the pressure of being perfect. And, you know, I live in Utah, and there is a lot of pressure of being this perfect little, you know, wife and hard worker and a mom and the room mom. And I'm seeing it more and more. And it was just like, what is happening to us as women? And so me being outside.
Well, Jennifer, let me ask this. So Jennifer, let me interject. Because that's all nice, but that's the boring stuff. How are you making money at this? That's what we care about.
Let me get to that. Honestly, because it's one of those, we didn't know there was a need of women to get outside. And so we
okay.
started doing mm-hmm. meetups. You know, we started doing free things. And then we noticed that, wow, there's a lot of companies doing this, but it's so...
Now, what's a meetup?
A meetup is women want to get
website.
Together. So group runs, group hikes, learning how to mountain bike, rock climb, stand-up paddleboard, offering these, you know, experiences, activities to women. Now, there's other companies who are doing this, but they charge so much, and it's just not realistic for women to join 3 days, and it's $1,000. where we do 3 days and it's 250. So allowing women who really need something and it's affordable, it's one of those, of course, they're going to come. You know, if you make it about the people, you're always going to have something to make it about. And so when we can offer these activities and these events that we do that are very affordable, women can come and they can actually experience it. It's you know, trying to get away from these events that are just so not attainable for women to afford. And so seeing that, we're at our – go ahead.
No, okay, I want to just interject here. I want to take this step by step because it's important for our listeners. Yeah. So you're out there. You're seeing women that need to get outdoors. They're depressed or frustrated. They feel like social media is controlling their lives. You're feeling it, but you – get together with your friends once in a while and go out outdoors and you feel better. And you're like, I've got to tap into this. So you started just for free putting together these meetups where you might go paddleboarding or hike or swimming or whatever with your friends. And these meetups, I'm thinking of the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey. You're going to do a jog, take pictures. so you're doing this Yes Man and you're going to go do take pictures. And
Mark's a maybe guy. He's a maybe guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. So then you come up with Maybe Man, and then that'd be a cool movie.
Maybe Man.
So you're doing these meetups, and then when did it click that you're like, we could charge for this, and you and your husband quit your day jobs and go, hold it, we can make it. Tell us that process of when it clicked into a money making
thing. It started when people from all over the country were wanting this. It wasn't just in our backyard. It wasn't just us putting it on the calendar saying, hey, meet us here on this trailhead. Women were saying, when can you do this in my state? Do you have a chapter here? Where could I get more information? And that's when we started thinking like, okay, so if it's not just people who know us who want to get out, these are people who don't know us but love the concept. And the key that we saw that was kind of our secret sauce, was we kept it relatable. You know, we didn't try to be somebody that we weren't. You know, we didn't try to be that bigger company that we weren't. It was, you know what, this is for everyday women. You don't have to be the elite athlete. And women liked that, you know, because you have the majority of women wanting to get out, but they don't want to feel like they have to compete with one another. So it was ditching that compare and compete and realizing that there is a need all over. And so we started 2 years ago, we had a beta test, and it was like, let's just try something in Moab, Utah. Let's throw it out there. You're going to laugh at the cost of price that we started with. It was $35. $35, wow. Come for 3 days. We're going
to
provide
all
this.
Starbucks or what?
And it was like $5 a night for camping because we were like, we've got to prove ourselves before we charge them. You know, let's see if we can.
Definitely BYOB.
Let's see who will come. Yeah, okay. And we had 100 people come from all over. And
was this near Burning Man? Take an extra day?
You know what? So women got together and what they do, like knit baskets. They're like, what were you guys doing like prayer circles? And it was like, no, Moab, Utah, you know, we did lots of mountain biking and hiking. And then it was, when is your next event? Because we weren't thinking we were going to start building these, but what's funny is the demand was from the community. So we didn't put anything out saying, you know, let's keep trying if they like it. They were telling us what they wanted. And so as we saw that grow, we started creating what, in a sense, our community was asking. And that's kind of how the success is starting, as now we're getting into 4 rendezvous, which is the 200 women campouts for 3 days, and it's nonstop, and the meals are provided, and, you know, there's so much gear provided. And women are saying, when is your next one? When is your next one? So now we're starting to see, okay, you know, this can make money. We are, you know, we're not a nonprofit. We're very for-profit, for good. We give back. But the way we give back is allowing, you know, women to come at very affordable events.
Yeah. Now tell me as you started building these events, you know, you're dealing with lots of people. It sounds like lots of customers. I presume there's a lot of logistics involved with the gear and training. And I mean, you got someone that's maybe never ridden a mountain bike before, and they're in Moab on this thing. And you're like, oh, you got to sign a waiver. I mean, did you have any examples of just some of the issues you face that are, you know, maybe a lot of other business owners out there and people that are in the trenches too could relate to, or some lessons you've learned as you've kind of taken this from the very beginning, as you talked about your first event and now you've got much larger, more events. What are some of the issues you faced or any lessons you've learned in just building this business?
Oh, yeah. I think it's quality. You know, it's creating a place mm-hmm. where women feel safe. I mean, the main word I'm thinking of is liability. Here you are as you're, you know, creating these active activities and events, and women can potentially get hurt, you know, and they can, you know, we can get sued and we can get in trouble. And so it's creating that lockbox and making sure that, hey, this isn't just that, oh, you know that we're good and you're going to have fun and you're not going to sue me or you're not going to, you know, get in trouble. And no, it's handling this like a business. And so the way we've seen this is, you know, we've gotten contacted from other bigger companies saying, hey, we like your brand. We want to bring our entire mountain bike fleet for free for you guys to promote our company, but for your participants to use. Can you use mm-hmm. our stand-up paddle boards for free? All you have to do is promote us. And so we're seeing a way of doing business,
awesome.
But where we can financially afford it, because we didn't have any money to earn. You know, it was like, how are we going to supply this gear and how are we going to do this? It was figuring it out, you know, and there was a lot of failures and a lot of hiccups and speed bumps along the way, but I think a lot of it was just asking for help. You know,
I'm
31. Yeah, I'm 31 and I didn't go to business school. I didn't go to events, you know, take classes for events and outdoor recreation, but it was finding those people who knew what they were talking about and who were trained and saying, hey, why don't you join us? And this can potentially be a really big thing. Can you help us along the way? And then now, you know, 2.5 years into it, we can pay them. And it's these people who have sacrificed their time, but it's the passion that they see from the participants coming that now it's a circle of, okay, now we can compensate because now the income's coming in. And what a relief and what an amazing feeling that we have as business owners saying that, wow, you stuck with us from the beginning. And that doesn't happen a lot. You know, in business, you don't mm-hmm. see people working for free. You don't see people just coming saying, hey, I'm going to donate 3 days out of my, you know, my entire weekend for free. But because there was such a passion from them too, it's working. And this is a concept that people sometimes come to us. How do you do it? How does this work? You know, like, how are you guys being successful at something that you started on Instagram? And it's working.
Yeah, I love it. And I know you talk about liability, so I just want to let all of our listeners know that her assets are hidden in a New Mexico entity and none of you can find them. So we'll just leave it at that. So
the rest is a
sideline
privilege.
You guys created an awesome waiver for us, so that's why.
By the way, if you get hurt on one of our events, call us and we'll tell you you're screwed, so you signed the waiver. It's too bad. But this is so exciting. Now, again, this is Entrepreneur in the Trenches, and we have so many of our listeners that are in small business, and I've got a unique question for you, and you said we could throw anything out there. So how has this been with your husband? Both of you working together in the business, I know when I first met you and we were working on your business and tax planning, it was interesting that you and your husband are working full-time together on this. Has that been a blessing? Has it been a curse? Has it been hard? Has it been wonderful? How's that work for those out there that are doing a business with their spouse?
You know, I would say it's probably one of the biggest challenges, yet it's one of the biggest successes that we have. I think if you just take business out of it and marriage itself, is very hard. And so when you add that mm-hmm. into a business, that is even harder because, you know, there are times where it's like, okay, babe, I'm talking to my business owner, you know, or I'm talking to my business partner, not my husband. So if I tell you, please don't take this home, you know, like, but it's hard because it's a balance and it's for people working with their spouses. Some people can and some people can't. And I get it. Cause there are some days where I'm like, don't follow me to the office. I'm still mad at you. You know, like, don't come in because I need some time away. But it's a balance act. You know, it's something where you have to figure out. And what's really nice, though, is my husband and I, the way our brains work, are completely different. He is creative. He is someone who can roll, and he can work with the artists and the influencers, and he has that passion of creativity, where I'm more of the business CEO, and I see what needs to be done logistically, and he doesn't want anything to do with it. So it's kind of nice because we know our roles and we know not to step on each other's toes. But at the same time, sometimes I just want to be with my husband and not talk shop. You know, like, can we just watch the movie and not talk about work? You know, can we just?
Yeah.
So I think that's a challenge too, but it's a blessing.
Hey, but you know what? How many of your dates did you guys get a write-off as a business expense? I mean, let's be real.
I love it now.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, let me push. I got a question, maybe a little different direction here. Now you've got a great social media presence. Tell us about how you marketed the business. You know, as you started doing even just your first events, and now that you've got, you know, a much bigger presence, how did you start growing your social media? Is that your primary area of marketing? Tell us about the marketing of this business and how that works.
Yeah, well, what's funny is your minds are going to be blown. We haven't spent any money on marketing, which is crazy because that's usually a very top priority in business is how much you spend on marketing. The great thing about Instagram is it's free marketing. You know, it's free advertising.
Yeah.
And the way that we really blew up was, like I said earlier, it was a relatable platform. You know, you can go on Instagram on any social media platform and see how fake things are. And see how unrealistic things are and how they portray women in the outdoors. Like, show me a woman who's sweating running up a mountain. Not when she's, like, in full makeup and she just looks perfect. Like, because when I'm running up a mountain, I'm sweating. I look like that big, you know, dog on a treadmill that's drooling and everything. And so, but women love that, you know, and we would get comments. And even men, too. Thank you for having a platform. Thank you for showing pictures. Thank you for making this empowering and positive for me to look at. There's so many other accounts that I block that I don't want to look at because they're making me feel like I need to be someone I'm not. And so having that as kind of our main message, people just started following. And it was just a lot of gratitude, you know, of the way we would portray women and the way we would show that. So as far as, you know, how we started and how we started growing, that's kind of how it was. And there was no secret sauce with that. It was just putting that good energy and putting that intentions out there. And
so
people appreciated it.
I mean, it was just like authentic posts. I mean, let's be honest.
Your
events are outdoors. Instagram's a great medium for beautiful pictures. You know, it's not like a law firm, accounting firm is going to get some great pictures of, you know, actual – the products we're selling, you know. So it's probably a great medium for that. But, like, how do you
–
I mean, I just want to get more practical. I just want to – one follow-up practical question I'll let Mark ask because, sorry. How did you grow it, though? I know you talked about – I mean, do you spend a lot of time on it? If someone's like, oh, I just – how do I get a bigger social media following? I feel like my business is relatable on this. You know, I think people got to find the right platform. I think for you it's Instagram, but, you know, how did you then, I mean, any tips that you could give someone on just, you know, that wants to grow their social media presence for, the benefits of being able to market their business and their product?
You know, there's
what
so many ways
What's
to
your
grow
tip?
It. Ours is 100% organic. We've never paid for marketing or advertising. And so it might sound really different and maybe odd, but it is just content. People appreciate true content and staying true to yourself. And I think that's a rare commodity these days, especially with social media. And so if anything, it's like that's what we do is just sharing true content and sharing stories of other women, you know, and quotes and just having it always positive. You know, we shut a lot of negativity down. We don't talk politics. We don't talk religion. We don't talk what is the main factors in our society that separate people and, you know, and separate people. So I think that's a big thing is just creating a platform that is for everyone. And I wish I had more like tips and this is what we've done and this is the process, but you can go that route. You know, people pay for growing their marketing. They have those people that, you know, are the curators. But it honestly is my husband and I, and we just put our hearts in. And it might sound really cliche and maybe like fairy tale-y, but I think if you just put your intention out there, you know, it's going to grow. And so we have great sponsors. I mean, that could be something too, is, you know, very well-known sponsors that have backed us and provide all of our gear. And so we do giveaways, you know, and we have these great, great things that people can win, and they can share, and they can like us, and they can follow us. But that's, I mean, that's in a nutshell. There's really not a secret sauce when it comes to that. It's just staying true and having good content.
Well, I love what you're saying, and it's tangible, but it's intangible because it's so hard. Matt and I are just dorky old guys, and so it's hard for us to come up with a good Instagram post. Where our daughters are masters at this, and in fact, Matt's daughter, Brooke, who has a small business, and mine, Allison, they love to brag that they have more followers than us, and we're like, what are you doing? How do you get these followers? And they're like, well, we just post cool stuff, you know, and you got to post cool stuff, Dad. But I like that authentic point, because I just had a bunch of likes and new followers over the weekend because I posted me working on my rental property. I was with my father-in-law, and we were putting tar on a rental property. And I got posts like, Mark, hold it. Don't you pay people to manage your rental properties? And I was like, no, I get out and work on a rental when I can. And that's who I am. And I think that's what helps Matt and I relate to a lot of our clients and followers, is that we're small business owners too, and we go out and talk to a tenant when we have to, and work on a rental property, and we post that. And I just wanted to echo what you're saying, because I think posting can be so fake, and you're going to put, and if someone else posts their food tonight, I'm going to throw up. Just, I don't need to see what you're eating tonight. Can you just not post your dinner?
Oh,
just
my goodness.
Post something. It's like insane. Anyway.
Yeah, but no, that's so true, though. Because when we post, like, you know, Instagram stories, I don't know if people who aren't familiar with that, but it's a story, it's a video that's up for 24 hours that's kind of like on your icon, your logo, so you can see, oh, it's a little more, you know, it's like a Snapchat. When we post things of our family, you know, and when we had our baby, people love the personal because they feel like that's a real person behind the account. And so if you're looking to grow organically, they want to know who the face is and who are they talking to and who's responding and who's commenting. So it makes sense that you got followers, you know, posting you working, because it's like, hey, this is real life. You know, this isn't edited. This isn't Photoshopped. This is me working on my rental property, and people appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, now I have just one. You've stayed longer than we promised you, and we are so grateful you've been with us. But we've got to ask, because we have not figured it out yet. How did you come up with your business name? And she's dope too.
You know, I love the name, except when I'm telling them my email. When it says, oh, what's your email? I have to like spell out the whole thing. So that's kind of tricky. You know, we focus on not dope. I got to correct you. We get a lot of people asking, so is this a dope company? Like, how are you guys legal? You know, dope, if you think about it, it's another word for cool. Another word for, you know, awesome, amazing. And so we focus on the women who aren't just running up the mountain, you know, who aren't just lead climbing on a rope when they're rock climbing. They're, you know, they're top roping, or maybe they're beginning mountain biking. So they're on the big spire road trails. They're not on the single track. It's, and she's dope too. You know, the women who are getting out for the first time, they're the ones who we should applaud too, not just the elite athletes. So when we always say, like, hey, she's dope, too, for trying, and she's dope, too, for this, it's different, it's catchy, and you remember it. So it's not just like an outdoor women's company. It's, hey, that dope company. Oh, yeah, and she's dope, too. You know, it's just, it's a conversation, you know, starter. So, yeah.
I love that. Well, I think you're – I just say I love your business and what you're doing. I was for me, being outside in the outdoors is like, it's like my heart and soul that's what I just get filled up out there. That's where I can like get away, and I do it on a regular basis on my mountain bike. It's my spot. And I think a lot more people can find that peace and happiness in the outdoors, and they just need a little help. They really do. And sometimes they need a real authentic community, which I think is what your business is doing too. So I love hearing about this. I don't know if you have any final thoughts or questions, Mark, but I just wanted to say that before, you know, if we were getting near the end here, I just had to get that off my chest.
Yeah. Well, I want to sign up my college daughters to come to your next retreat. My poor wife is having knee surgery, and so I don't think she's going to be hiking up anything for a few months as she recovers. But my daughters may be for the. So tell us your next event. You said it's in northern Utah, up in the beautiful mountains, but in the fall, it's got to be gorgeous. What's the plan?
Oh, yeah. So it's northern Wasatch Mountains. So we're in Huntsville, Utah, which is Ogden Valley. And it's 3 days. It's September 8th through 10th. And we'll be paddleboarding, mountain biking, hiking, trail running, yoga. We have a lot of influencers coming. We have firesides at night for guest speakers. Great food. You can find out more, you know, on our website, andchoosedope2.com. But it's incredible. We'd love to have your daughters. I mean, I'd love, yeah. If you have any questions, just let me know. I'd love to get on the phone with them.
Okay. Well, and you're not sold out, and it's just you usually cap it at a couple hundred people, or are you going to?
Yeah, we have 200. Yeah, we have 200 exactly. We have about a crew of about 35 women helping lead and give all the workshops, and so it's really fun.
Well, I tell you, I go to your website, and I'm like, okay, I want to sign up. Oh, it's only women. So, I mean, these are such beautiful thoughts. All these tents set up, and you're hiking, and it just looks like so much fun. So for Matt and I, we both want to say thank you for coming on the show and telling us about, again, the conversion of going from something you love to being able to make money at it. And so thank you. It's great to have you
here. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, we'll let you drop off and make a couple final announcements here. And we wish you the best. We hope to have you back.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
Okay. Thanks, Jennifer.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Well, I want to let everybody know, of course, if you like the show, you can always go give us a 5-star review on iTunes under the Refresher Wealth podcast, just like El Pavel did on August 14th, just a couple days ago. This is a 5-star review. Mark says, this is Top Gun! Exclamation point. M&M Rock. I think we got a new name, M&M. Double exclamation point. he's got a great little review here. In the spirit of the show, I must say, he says the content and presentation are outstanding. M&M, Matt and Mark rock, and so do so many other of the KQS Teamsters, particularly Jaron Burgesson, who's one of the attorneys in our office he's worked with. He did give us a little ding on some of the sound quality sometimes because, you know, we do at least the open form we do live. But he says, in the spirit of the show, he says, he quotes Cruz and says, to jump on M&M's bandwagon, he's going to use a Tom Cruise quote and say, I feel the need for speed, the need for advice on financial and legal speed.
I love it. And
there you go.
A new Top Gun coming out. Yeah, new Top Gun, and Tom Cruise is, of course, going to play Maverick again, so we're going to be watching for that. But thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll be here next week again for another episode of Refresh Your Wealth. Please share the link with others, and just don't give up. Realize we're all in this together, and keep living the American dream. It's real, and you can do it. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening to another hour of refreshing strategies to better live your American dream.
Don't forget to get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.